Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another downside of the COVID-19 pandemic, and there have been many, is more and more children across the world are susceptible to getting the measles. The World Health Organization and the CDC say nearly 40 million children missed a vaccine dose last year.
Now, measles, of course, is among the most contagious diseases in the world. There were about 9 million infections last year and 128,000 deaths. That's across the world. With us now is Dr. Jeffrey Klausner, epidemiologist, clinical professor of preventative medicine over at USC Keck School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks for being back with us. Explain to our listeners this connection between the pandemic, seeming connection anyway, between the pandemic and so many children not getting vaccinated for measles.
The real problem globally due to the pandemic has been the closure and the inadequate implementation of routine vaccination programs. So due to pandemic policies in many countries, staff were not able to go to work, and people were told to stay home and avoided what they may have seen as preventive care visits. So globally, it's much more related to a disruption of services than any kind of hesitancy or anti-vax sentiment.
Talk to us about just how dangerous it is if a child gets the measles.
Sure. Well, measles historically was a very serious infection. Measles causes pneumonia, it can cause breathing failure and death. It can also cause infection of the brain. So it was a tremendous victory when we had a safe and effective vaccine, and we were on the verge of eliminating measles and measles deaths in many parts of the world. But these disruptions in our vaccination programs have made that no longer a reality. And young children who get measles without access to good medical care are susceptible to dying and can die from measles.
You mentioned that globally, a lot of kids not having been inoculated for measles has less to do with anti-vaxxers and more to do with distribution issues, that sort of thing, because of the pandemic. But why do I suspect that in this country, the equation might be somewhat different, that perhaps there's more of an element of anti-vaxxers at play here? Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big concern. I mean, in California, in 2017, about 95% of children were vaccinated against measles. That went up with a new law that was passed in California in 2016 that reduced a personal belief exemption. So you can only be exempted from medical reasons. However, we do see increased hesitancy, particularly for child vaccines. And also, the kind of enforcement of childhood vaccines is at the kindergarten and school level. So we require measles for school entry, and schools are not well capacitated really to monitor and to measure and report that. Our health departments continue to struggle in terms of measuring or reporting vaccination rates. And as any parent knows, to get your vaccine records is very difficult. So we really need a whole new approach to vaccine monitoring and vaccination statistics.
I think there's a lot of people, we know we have to get the COVID vaccine shot. We know we need the flu shot. But I don't know, I'm amongst many who, my goodness, there's an awful lot of shots going into my arm. I'll throw this out there. Could there be a concern by some parents who may have given their kids full shot, the COVID shots, the boosters, the flu vaccines, who are simply worried about how many shots they're putting in their kids' arms?
Well, I think people need to remember that the immunity produced from vaccination is 100% natural, and is much safer to develop that natural immunity from vaccination than getting infected. So we are exposed to numerous viruses, bacteria, parasites on an ongoing regular basis. Our bodies develop immunity to those, but some do make us sick and some are particularly dangerous. It's much safer to have natural immunity after vaccination than after infection.
You know, to pick up on what Chris just said, does it surprise you as a physician that so many parents, when it comes to their kids, they seem to be perhaps overly concerned about how many inoculations they're putting into the arms of their kids, but not so much how much food?
Well, I think, there's parents kind of weigh different things in terms of, risk benefits and, the absence of seeing a lot of vaccine preventable diseases in the community due to the overwhelming success of, vaccination. You don't hear about children in your own community dying from polio or measles or mumps, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, out of sight, out of mind. So people say, okay, well, that's not a big concern. So, I'm not going to vaccinate my child. But people just need to look at, history and even go to a place like Ohio right now where they've had a measles outbreak with dozens of children impacted.
Dr. Klausner, thank you again. That's Dr. Jeffrey Klausner, USC Keck School of Medicine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.